Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that is available every Wednesday. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. Hope to see God moving in your life. This week's message is, tag, you're it. Say that with me one more time, tag, you're it. Before I start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. God, I thank you for being the center of my life. Thank you for being the head of my household. I ask you to be with us, God, protect us, and let your will be done, God. Whatever's troubling, whatever's going on, God, we ask that you just step in. That your grace is efficient, God, that we are here for you and that you are able to continue to move in our lives, God. We ask you that you protect us. That your light, which is the word, guides the path to our feet, and we're able to walk with you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything, God. We're not worthy of anything, but thank you for letting us see today. We can make it better today than we were yesterday, God, because of you and your glory. And we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm excited, y'all. I hope y'all had a great week. I ask that you be with the ones that were involved in the shooting in Boise yesterday. That we pray for the victims. We pray for the people that were even that did the shooting. That we ask that you just... Did you pray for everybody involved in that? That you just heal them? You be with their families? This world is evil. And this world is not what we picture it every day. And this is why we need Jesus. This is why we need God in our lives. And this is why we got to spread God's word to everybody that we meet. I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I want us to be the people to where people come near us, they just feel something different, that their soul inside their body jumps because they know that that's God. And that's what I want us to be every time. So when I sit there and I say, hey, I want us to be, when we say God decrease in me and you increase in me, that's where I want you to be. I want you to be able to let God truly control every moment in your life, every breath that comes out of you. That's God. Because we need that in this country. We need this in this world. We need this in our students. You know, I want us to be able to copy and paste and our kids be like, this is what my mom and daddy taught me. They taught me to love Jesus and trust in Jesus. And that no matter what we do in our life, Jesus is the head of our life. And he is going to continue to bring us out of every storm that we're in. And he's going to be able to move us in a direction that is better, that we're not going to be of this world. So let's copy and paste. And I'm going to tell you right now, tag, you it. Because God's calling you to do something. I really want you guys to understand this, that he's really moving in a way for us that is not, he's going to move the seas, he's going to part the seas, he's going to move these mountains. And I'm not sure what mountain you're dealing with right now, and I'm not going to take up too much of your time today. I'm sure to tell you, God wants to do something big in your life. Well, God, my bank account's funny, the world doesn't tell me to do this, the world tells me that I need to rebel, and I need to post all these negative comments, and I need to do this and do that. But God says, what do I tell you to do? God says, I need you to sit there, study my word, meditate on my word daily, and apply it to your daily life. And this is what he wants you to do. And I know I want to jump into this lesson, but I really got to get this off my chest. I really, because God put this on my heart. God is calling you to be a better version of what you are right now. God is trying to move those things out of your way, but you got to be understanding that you need to move out your own way sometimes. And let God have full control over every aspect of your life. And with me, and I'm going to speak for myself, because I told you I'm hot, I'm humble, open, and transparent. You know, it's my attitude at times. It's my brightiness at times that doesn't allow to God to have really fulfill me. I stumble and I fall, and I'm not the best husband and the best father at times, but I know that God's going to make me better, and I just got to get through it. Let's get into this word right now. Let God truly just build up your faith muscle. And you're like, what do you mean, preacher, by meaning to build your faith muscle? On the inside of you, God wants to really build that up, so then when people attack you and they say things to you, it doesn't hurt you. We spoke on it last week where I said, let it go. I want to continue with that, but I want to go a little bit deeper into today to when I say tag, you it. Because you are it. You are enough. God's going to use you and what you've been through to touch someone's life. Let's get into this. And if you have God's word, let God's word say amen. We're going to be in Luke 5. Luke chapter 5 verses 3. And we're going to go to verse 9. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat on the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it's deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boats, and soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. But when Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I am such a sinful man." For he was my awkwardness by the number of fish they had caught, as with others with him. I want us to look into this deeply here. I really want us to understand that tag, you it. Tag, you it. Let's go back up right here to verse 3. It says, "Step into one of the boats," Jesus asked Simon, who Simon is now Peter. Jesus changed his name, just like he changed your name weeks ago. And when you step into this calling, he changed your name. This is nothing new that he's been doing. He's been changing people's name from day one. And the reason why is because he's calling you to do something different. Tag, you it. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it into the water. So he sat in the boat and he taught the crowds from there. Jesus is telling Simon here, otherwise known as Peter, "Hey, trust me, I got you. Push this boat on out there." What's God telling you in your life right now for you to trust in him? What boat is he telling you to push out there? What's God asking you to do? When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it's deeper and let your nets down to catch some fish." Let's go right here. I want to dive deep into this. Tag, you it. God says, "I want you to go further out than you've ever been before." And you can sit there, "Well, God, I've been in some deep waters. I've been in some things, God. And when I go to this, and when I go to speak to these people, when I go to this neighborhood, or I go to this church, or I go to work, or I go to certain, when I'm around certain people, God, my message is not received." God says, "I want you to continue to keep it going. Tag, you it. I changed your name from Simon to Peter. I changed your name from sinner to saved. I changed your name from a convicted felon to a child of God. I changed your name from a deadbeat. I've been able to move in your life in a way that you don't even realize I've been moving in your way. There's people in your life now that never thought they'd be in your life. You're touching people's lives you never thought you were going to touch because God's the one that told you to. Go deeper and let your nets down to catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard last night and didn't catch a thing. God, I went to these places and I spoke to these people. And God, maybe you've been speaking to me saying I do this podcast every week, but I don't feel like I'm touching anybody. But God says, you're going to continue to keep doing the assignments that I've called you to do. God says, I want you to continue to go deeper. I want you to continue to go further than you've ever gone before. Because when I tell you that you are going to reap the benefits of what we are reaping and what we are sowing, I'm going to show you the benefits. When your cup runneth over," and this day it's going to be the nets. And so you got to understand a little thing about fishing, right? That these nets are heavy. These nets are really heavy. So when you dump them, they're hard to pull back up. Well, when you speak the word and when you live the word, it is hard. I'm not sure who I'm talking to today about this. But when you are preaching the word, it becomes hard. When you're living the life that you live for God, it's hard. It's easy to do what the world does. It's not easy to do what God says. But we know that we live a better life through Jesus. You can have every excuse in the book of why you don't want to. God, I did this last night. God, I sinned yesterday. God, I wasn't the person that you called me to be, but you changed my name because I know you touched me on the shoulders and tagged you in. I know, God, that you're using me, but God, I just sometimes can't do it, God. Because I was here last night and it didn't touch nobody. I didn't move nobody, but God says, trust me. Let the nets down. But if you say so, I will let the nets down again. God, if you tell me to do it again, God, I'm going to go in and I'm going to continue to do it. Because you know the plans for me. I don't. Let me say that one more time in case you missed it. God knows the plans for your life. You don't. So you have to be able to trust the one that is planning your life. At this time, their nets were so full of fish that they began to tear. When you're able to touch and move and gather as much God has told you to do, when His promise is fulfilled in your life and you run it abundantly over, you're going to be like, help, God, I don't know what to do now. I've gotten so much. I got everything that I prayed for, God. Yes, I'm listening to you, God. Now you're fulfilling me, God. Now, God, I really don't know what to do because I have so much of it. God says, call some help. Bring some people in with you. Continue to do what you need to do. Let them come in. So the people came in on the other boats and somebody else coming across your life and they said, well, I see what you're doing, my brother. I see what you're doing. I see what you're posting. I see that you're truly living for Jesus. And now what I want you to do is you're coming in to help me. What you're going to help me, that means I'm going to touch you. I'm going to be an extension of God and God's going to touch you through me. God's going to touch that person through you and we're able to come build. This is how we build. This is how we have the nets. That you're going to have so much fulfillment in your life from Jesus that you're going to feel like you're going to begin to sink. Just think about that right itself. You're going to have so much fulfillment in your life that you're going to begin to sink. You can't speak fast enough. You can't give enough. And that's what we all strive to do. Is we want to give so much of what God gave us. We want to continue to keep going a little bit higher with Jesus. We want to continue to keep letting Him use us. And I told you, it tag you in. Touch somebody and tell them, tag you in. Jesus is going to use you. And they're going to look at you kind of crazy. They're going to look at you kind of funny. And you're going to be like, what are you talking about? He said, just trust me. God has a plan in your life. And when they come and they see that part, when Jesus really finally touches somebody in their life, that's when you know that you're doing what God called you to do. I want to dive a little bit deeper right here. And it says, a shout for help brought their partners in the other boats. And soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. You're going to touch so many people's life. And you may not think it's anything right now. But you're sowing it right now. I want you to sow it. Sow it, sow it, sow it. And I want you to continue to touch somebody and say, tag you in. Tag you in. God's got this. He's going to touch this person in your life that you don't even know that He's touching. But we still do the work for Jesus because that's what He's called us to do. When this happens, you're going to fall to your knees like Simon did and realize what happened. You're going to say, God, I'm not worthy of this. I'm not worthy to be saved. God said, but I changed your name because tag you in. You trust me enough to come out here to do what I told you to do. Just trust me, I got you still. Oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught. I don't care what people have said in your life to where they said you weren't going to be nothing. Oh, that's a job you got. You're a fisherman. Oh, this is the job that you got. That you're the bottom of the totem pole. This is the job that you could get. God put you in that place for that job because he's using you in that place. God wants you to trust him to be able to push out on this boat. Trust in him. He's brought you out of so many storms now. You've been through so many fires now. You've yet to drown. You've yet to be burned up. Your ship or your boat may have been banged up and beat up. There may be some holes in it. You may have been in some fights where you got some black eyes and you've been gotten beaten up. But we still here. We still fighting. Because we tag you it. God's still moving. God's still using you. You're not dead. You're not beat. You've gotten beaten down. You've gotten beat up. You've taken some shots to the kidneys and you feel like you're weak. But God says, stand firm in the foundation that I have built. We've been building up your faith muscle for weeks and now. And now months from now, you're going to continue to get stronger. You just have to be patient and let God guide this journey that you're on. Trust. Push out. Go deep in your God. Study more. Meditate more. We will spend so much time on social media apps where it's your TikToks, it's your Facebook, it's your Instagram. We will spend so much time looking at the world, but we're not looking at the Word. But we want God to bless us. We want God to use us, but we're not spending the adequate time with Him. Tag you in. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to get into that Bible and to go deeper into that Word than you've ever gone before. You're never going to find the bottom. Dive deeper. Tag you in. He's going to fill your boat up so much. You're going to feel like you sink. Let God grab you by the hand and guide the path to your feet. Let Him use you in a way that don't care what people say about you. He changed my name from where it was in the past. Like I told y'all last week, we're not looking in the rear view anymore. We're looking in front of us. My past is my past, not my present. You're right, I'm not where I need to be. But I'm working. He ain't looking for professionals, he's looking for work. Continue to let God move. And let you go deeper into this Word. Throw down your nets. And catch what God has. Hey, you live. Dear Grayson, Heavenly Father God, we come speak in glory upon your name today, God. God, I know I'm not where I need to be at, God, but I'm working for you. I'm going to drop my net deeper than anything I've ever done before, God, because I know you have a plan for me. And I know your timing is perfect, God. Thank you for bringing me out what you brought me out of last week. Thank you for bringing me out what you brought me an hour ago. Things could have killed me, God, but you decided to bring me out of it, God, because we're here to do your work. I thank you for going to Calvary for me. I thank you for dying for my sins. I thank you for allowing me to study your word and applying it to my life. Thank you for being the head of my life and head of my house. In my house, we serve the Lord. And we thank you for that, God. In your name we pray. Amen. I thank y'all every week for tuning in. I say God touches your life in a way that you don't expect. Move yourself to the side and let God take over fully. for prayer and praise requests, please text 208-906-9742. That number again is 208-906-9742. And until next week, tag, you it. Tag, you it. Let God take control of every situation in your life. God knows the plans for your life. Let Him control it. Cast your nets deeper and go deeper. Go on out in that boat where God told you to. Listen to what He's saying in your life. Until next week, stay blessed. Be blessed. Touch somebody and tell them, tag, you it.